For anyone who knows me from this show here, especially the producers and so forth, know that I come directly from the gym. When I come to this show, I'm usually sweating, and my shirt is usually a little bit loose and whatever, not in its perfect posture. The reason for that is that I work out at Hard Press Gym in the River North area before I come here, and why I am able to fit that in the morning before the show is that it is only half an hour, and I get what I feel like is like a three-hour workout. So this time I decided to bring in Dan Gerasi, the founder of Hard Press, in studio at WGN to sort of explain to people why I'm a sweaty mess when I get here. Dan, thank you so much for coming in here.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, so truthfully, obviously that's one part of it. The other reason I wanted to have you come in is I love working out and love the gym and all this stuff, but I also obviously have a show on tech and innovation, and that's a big deal to me. And I think that you found multiple ways to innovate the fitness space, so to speak. I mean, I think it's the interval style that you have chosen to build Hard Press, the way that you use the machines and the machines that you use in particular, and then the technology piece that you guys also tie this together. So I'm going to have you go through all of this stuff. But I wanted to first kind of get a little background on you, like how when did you decide, all right, enough is enough, and there's a better way to do this for the average person, not just, you know, pro athletes?
So it was actually when I was in high school. My brother recently graduated college. I'm from New York, if you can't tell from my accent. But
not at all.
So I saw him, and, you know, I was into exercise and working out mainly for sport at that point. But my brother, he would get up at like 4 a.m., be back at 10 p.m., he'd take the train. Like, Billy, when are you going to work out? Right? Like, he's like, no, you don't. You're an adult. You just don't have time.
Yeah.
You know, when you're, I was like, that doesn't seem right. And then, so I go to college. I go to this normal, it's a small school in upstate New York, sort of majoring in whatever because I didn't know what I was doing.
Like the rest of us.
Right. And then,
majoring in whatever. I think that's actually on the list now.
And then, yeah, right. You can major.
I majored in whatever.
Actually, what I ended up majoring is almost whatever because exercise as a science is really, really misunderstood and really not studied appropriately. But how I ended up, and I'll get there, how I ended up studying it the way I did was a tribute to Michigan's athletic program more than anything else. So I ended up transferring to Michigan with the idea that, hey, I wanted to be a strength and conditioning coach for a pro sports team, which seemed like a crazy dream. At the time, it was a little less crazy because exercise as a major wasn't a thing that people had.
Yeah.
It was relatively new everywhere. And I literally walked into Michigan's weight room wearing red shorts and got a job. And in today's world, one, you're not going to walk down there.
Yeah.
Two, wearing red, you're definitely not going to walk down there. But I assume they saw that, hey, this guy doesn't want to be here for the athletes. He really just want to learn exercise. And that's what ended up happening. It worked with the Olympic sports, everything from tennis to water polo to golf, and then climbing way up to the football program where their head strength coach was there for a total of 30 years. And he got the job because he was a student and he was a recreational power lifter. Hurts his back, right? So the story goes, at least. Hurts his back, walks down to the football building, introduces himself to Coach Schembechler, says, you know, hi, I'm Coach Gittleson, or Mike Gittleson. Can I use your
leg? I'm
going to be Coach Gittleson, legendary strength coach. And so he walks down there, and the guy's like, great, man, if you don't mind helping my players out. And right about then was when colleges started hiring strength coaches.
Yep.
And so he ended up foregoing becoming a medical doctor and was a strength coach for 30 years, but he studied exercise and strength training as with the eye of a doctor.
I was going to say, it has to be one of the first people to actually look at this more away from just like moving raw weight and just like getting into like really herky-jerky moves.
Right. Like he tried to, and applying strength training to football as a sport is different than bodybuilding. Yeah. It's just like different than regular. It's actually very close to applying to regular people because of how diverse a population you have on a football team. The difference with regular people is regular people
can only jump 2 inches off the ground, trip over their shoelaces.
Regular people's athleticism limits them more than their injuries do.
Yeah.
And with athletes, it's really just their injuries that are limiting them, but you still need to train, right? Yeah. So I was able to learn under Coach Gittleson, and like every morning I'd go in his office and he'd be looking at research, and then he'd sit and explain to me how to read the research, and I'd come back with like 10 studies, right? And like, here, Coach Gittleson, look at these. And that's how my graduate paper, or what I studied in grad school, was why is this program work and it's so vastly different than what you see at other colleges. And and the biggest advantage that they had was how they trained their injured athletes, because they were able to continue to train because they weren't afraid of technology and utilizing resources. And he actually got involved with all the equipment companies and told them, hey, I bought your leg press. If you made this change, I put my guys on it. It would be an awesome piece. And they would just do it. And then, because he had it, everyone else would want it.
Yeah.
And he actually is now involved with one of our main suppliers of equipment in terms of helping develop equipment. He goes around. He's friends with all his college strength coaches now. What do you need? Right? And they help develop equipment because they need their guys to be able to play. And if you can't squat, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
If you can't bench press, what are you going to do? You can't not train.
Yeah.
And that's the basis of the program.
Well, so before we get into like kind of the specifics of the program, this is what found me to the program. So one of my best friends going back to kindergarten who's getting married this weekend, Brian Olson, basically, I honestly, I'm not even lying to you, it probably was 6 to 8 months of just constantly telling me I have to go to hard press. Right. Constantly. It started to piss me off. He was leaving notes. He was like texting me. Like it was... It got to the point where it was just ridiculous. So finally, I'm like, all right. And I live in the suburbs, so it's not easy to get down. I was like, all right, I'm starting to work downtown more often. I'm telling him, like, I get hurt. Like, I haven't lifted in, like, 5 years. Literally, I haven't touched a bench press in over 5 years. Like, I tore both my shoulder labrum. Like, it's done. Like, I'm out. And he's like, I'm destroyed, man. Like, everything's broken to me, and I'm in getting better and better shape. And it started to piss me off enough to where he was looking so good that I had enough. And so I come down, and he's like, you know, you got to work out with this guy, Max, because he's kind of a lunatic, and you're a lunatic, and, Dan's a lunatic, so you'll get along real well. I mean that complimentary. It's like, these are the kind of people who, like, lock the door and just go bananas, and it's your kind of group. I was like, all right. So I come in, and I start working out, and I think I threw up the first two or three times that I did it, and it was like, it's a half an hour. And so I'm thinking, like, no big deal. Big deal. Like, it was legit. So I was a little worried, thinking it was so intense, would I get hurt? Every single time I've ever started to lift, I get hurt within 1-2 months, usually really early on, because I start to feel like, oh, I'm getting back, and then I push it too far, and then everything falls apart. In this particular case, we're now past a year, and I've had zero injuries, zero strains, zero anythings since working out hard press. And I've gotten injuries where I twist my ankle and other things, you know, strain some other muscles and so forth, playing basketball and things outside of hard press. And I come back to hard press, and that I still have not missed. Well, I missed a training today because I don't get the taxi. I haven't missed a training session because of an injury in over a year. And I think that speaks to what you created there and how it could work for literally anybody.
No, it can. So, and that's the how we staff it, right? So you're a great fit with Max.
Yeah.
We've got a 55-year-old lady who's never lifted before.
Yeah,
Max might not be the best fit, but Kyle would be great, right?
So, does Kyle want that as his?
Well, Kyle actually trains.
Sorry, Kyle
trains a lot of younger women
but
that's so sort of the deal, right? Like, people are going to find someone on staff, right, that they personality wise fit. Then you see someone who is, you're like, that person likes training with Max, really?
Yeah,
they love it, right? So it really, you can jump around with whomever. Some people like, hey, every week I'm going to train with somebody different. And that's where the technology piece with the app fits in real well, right, is you're going to be on the same program, so they're not going to be guessing, hey, I don't know what you do on the row, right? They pull it up on
pretty
the app.
Pretty significant amount, to be totally honest.
Yeah, right. So they pull it up. They take you through the same exact workout in their own way. Yeah. It's like their own little flair, right?
Yeah.
And then you're on your way.
Right? Well, and then that's another thing here. So, like, a part of this is you've got a strong fundamental program that you fit into a half an hour, which for busy people, I mean, to be totally honest, a half an hour of time is a lot of time for me, honestly. Like, to be able to carve out, particularly in the morning or in the middle of the day. I know people think that sounds ridiculous, and it's like, oh, you know, like, well, you're a big shy, I don't have half an hour. It's hard. And it's all you need is the excuse of, well, I'm not sure. And then weightlifting and exercise goes right to the back of the line every single time. But yet we all have a half an hour, 45 minutes to sit down and eat cheeseburger and, you know, eat fries, whatever. But we don't have time to lift. And part of it is I'm not really sure why I feel this way, but knowing I have a routine and I know what to expect when I come in on Tuesday means that when Monday night I'm going to eat a certain way, or I'm going to prepare a certain way, because I know that Tuesday in the morning is going to kick my ass. And I think there's something unique about that, that you've got a technology component to be able to measure it and to be able to let me to sort of hands-free experience on this. You've got a gate of trainers who've all been trained of a fundamental discipline is probably the best way to put it.
Yeah.
They have a discipline. And there's certain play here or there, but roughly, they've got this fundamental thing done. So when you come into hard press, you know, you don't have to worry about a single thing. You come in, you hit the buzzer, you go to the top, you change your clothes, and you work your ass off for 30 minutes, and then you go back to your day. And it's just that simple.
Yeah. I mean, depending on your experience level, we can be anything from a real personal trainer holding your hand the whole time, or if you're an experienced lifter, hey, we're just spotting you.
Yeah.
We're spotting you. We're keeping track. and we're pushing you through, it's not that you don't know what you're doing. It's just, you don't have time to do it anymore, right? Like, it's like, I'm sure you know to wash your clothes, but it's a lot easier to drop it off the dry cleaning, right?
Or your mom's house, because she lives down the street.
Either way. Right? But that's a service we try to provide. But we find a lot of people are like you, where their friend hounds them for months to get them in the door, and trying to get people over the hump. We're not sure if it's, hey, they're intimidated. It's, oh, I know how to do this. I just got to get back to my thing. Well, you're not going to get back to your thing, right? This will actually fit into your life, you know? And there's a lot of exercise studios in town, but there are not many that do real weight training that can be applicable to everybody.
Yeah.
And that's where we sort of saw the hole, because my business partner and I, we both worked at big health clubs, and everyone just wanted to learn how to lift weights.
Yeah.
Right? Men or women. And that's what we do now. Hey, this is resistance training. You can take some of the principles. Hey, you're on vacation. I'm sure you lift harder when you're not at hard press than you ever would have before you came to hard press.
Oh, for sure. And I'm much more efficient. I mean, it's to the point now when I go to, and this is not, well, screw them, this is to be disparaging to big boxes. When I go into a big box gym, I literally go in there and I'm like annoyed at like all the chitter chat and the people like wandering around, and they're like, you stand there waiting for a weight. It's like, oh my God, like quit the iPad and your iPod in your ear. Like, it makes me insane. So literally I go into these gyms, or if it's at a hotel gym, I pull out like the five or six things that are the most easy to duplicate from hard press, and I just rip it for 25, 30 minutes. And then I try to like sit-ups out or push-ups out to burn it out and go, I'm out the door.
Yeah. It's learning how hard you actually can work, right? And that's where the first day where you felt like you're going to throw up.
No, I did throw up.
Right? Your body did not know how hard it could actually work. And we get an eye for it, right, pretty early on when you learn how to apply the program to people. And you can just see, hey, on rep three, this person can get 12, right? And you're going to try to stop at 8.
Yeah, you know? That's me. But that's what's going to happen tomorrow, because I missed out on my workout today from Max. So I'm working out with you tomorrow, and I anticipate that I might – be a little late to my next meeting. Oh, wait, it's with you, so it doesn't matter. Yeah. Never mind. Well, then it's take it easy. I mean, maybe. Well, I mean, I guess the last kind of pieces here is, what are some of the promos and things that you guys are offering to get people in? I think the branding, I love the branding of Hard Press. And as a little side total off the path here, I actually contacted your Pressed Apparel, who does all your apparel stuff, because I want them to do the Technori, all of our Technori clothing, because you guys have the best gear. I never go and buy people's branded gear, but I do buy Hard Press gear.
I appreciate that, yeah.
So you do an awesome job. The branding is great. What do you think, I mean, what is the next promotion or the next thing that you guys are working on to get more people into Hard Pressed?
So we always have a regular introductory deal. Sometimes it's 4 sessions, sometimes it's 8. We are actually going to run a deal on Guilt City here in early July. That'll be a pretty good discount. I think we're doing 8 sessions for something. And that'll get that gets you kick-started in the door. And doing a significant amount of sessions from the front end, we've tried in the past, hey, it's one free session. Do you know what happens? You throw up, you get super sore, and then you don't come back, right? So we always have an introductory deal. They're all on our website, right? And it's for at least 4 sessions, so you can get sort of into the system, and you can see how, okay.
That's how I got started. I did the intro packet, and it was like, I hate myself, but then you can't deny what it looks like afterward.
Yeah, so if you want to start right now, the 4-pack's still a good deal. If you want to wait till July, we've got an 8-pack coming out there that'll really get you into it. So
how much longer before I get a 6-pack?
We'll talk about your diet on another innovation show.
Oh, yeah, and one other thing you should mention is the because I want to learn about it. The more workout, more running cardio.
Oh,
workout.
So we've opened up a conditioning studio downtown.
Conditioning, that's
right,
the word.
That's how, so strength and conditioning. So we keep the college elements that, you know, you mentioned Max. Max worked at Illinois. We got a couple guys who worked at Tennessee. And we're all a lot of us are former college strength coaches. Yep. And to appeal to people like you, we sort of try to keep that going. So the conditioning studio is much like the weight training studio, where it's weight training with a real element of cardio.
Yep.
That's cardio with some elements of resistance training. But it's a half hour of really, really hard intervals. But the same principles apply, where if you can't run, doesn't matter. We have something for you.
Okay.
If you got a bad shoulder, we've got something for you. So you can train no matter what your ability, as long as you're willing to work hard. And that's
the big question. So,
are you willing to work hard, or are you going to talk back to me? Because I really don't feel like dealing with that.
Well, I'm going to talk back, but you're going to make me run down, you know, uphill with weights. So I don't really... It's probably not gonna fare all that well for me, but well, I will have to report back on everyone, because I think I'm actually gonna try to sign up for the conditioning.
Yeah, if you're a regular layperson, right? Twice a week of some sort of resistance training and twice a week of some sort of cardiovascular activity, is going to get you in pretty good shape. Yeah. Ours is just really, really efficient.
I would say so. I mean, I made it small changes to my diet, but nothing crazy, and dropped like 50, 60 pounds or whatever since I first met you guys. So like, it's,
really?
Yeah, it's, life is good. Life's all right. So that's thank good. You to Hard Pressed.
You're welcome.
Well, Dan, thank you also for coming in the show here. I know it was late notice, but I wanted to kind of talk about Hard Pressed. I think it's not just because I go there, but I think it's one of the cooler gyms in town.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks, Scott.
Where do people go quickly to find Hard Pressed? They follow you guys or
HardPressed.com, Facebook page, I think it's /HardPressed or Get Hard Pressed. If you want to email us for more information, it's getstrong@hardpressed.com or phone number is 312-285-3385.
Very cool. Thank you. As mentioned in the previous episodes, the official June theme has been announced, Sizzling Summer Tech. We'll be announcing our team members who are going to present this month on stage this week. And the show is going to be hosted at the Chase Auditorium, as always, on the final Tuesday of the month, which is the 28th this month. So if you haven't already, make sure you grab your tickets at technori.com before it's too late. You can watch this episode and more on Advisor TV or stream us on the WGN Plus app or download each episode on iTunes. Please stay connected by following us on Twitter @technori. Follow me @Katoon. Boom, that's a wrap.